What's it take to build a large city? A railroad and a nice hotel, of course. It was a winning combination for this city, and we'll take you there on today's American Countryside, brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com. And by Shoup Ag Parts. They keep farms running. Visit shoupparts.com.
Hi, Mike Starkey, a real Indiana farmer. When your fields are not excessively deficient in need of nutrients, you can apply all the PK and micros required for a top yield at planting time. Agricultural Liquid Fertilizer's exceptional nutrient compatibility and superior efficiency allow you to prescription apply exactly what your crop needs safely and conveniently. Research proves it. For season-long nutrient availability, it's Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers. For innovative solutions, call me at 317-714-6465 or visit agroliquid.com.
Quality products stand the test of time. Shoup Manufacturing has been providing replacement ag parts for the better part of 40 years, many of which we make ourselves. If you're looking for quality parts at a fair price sold by someone who understands the machinery you rely on, then give us a call at 1-800-627-6137 or visit www.shoupparts.com. That's Shoup, S-H-O-U-P, keeping farms running since 1977.
Michael Quance shares the story of how one of Virginia's largest cities was born.
It was back in the 1890s when Frederick J. Kimball and the railroad Norfolk and Western was looking for a place to combine an east and west moving line and a north and south moving line that he had just purchased. And at the intersection of this railroad, he wanted to build a hotel that would essentially be the cornerstone or the central point of a city.
Not just any ordinary hotel, and not a little town either. There were plans for a grand structure with a large city springing up around it. Both would have to be created from thin air, it seemed.
There was probably only about 100 people that lived here. So with the arrival of the railroad in this hotel, at the time, you know, it was about a 35-room hotel. Had hot and cold running water, which was kind of one of the amenities of the time.
The original hotel was built in 1882. Soon people began coming here to enjoy the beautiful property. And over the decades, they found the latest amenities.
It was one of the first hotels outfitted for air conditioning, which is funny when you look kind of through some of the old advertising that we have to see someone's advertising that we have air conditioning here. Certainly a bell service, which was kind of a neat, original, modern idea, I guess, at the time.
The lodging built a new structure in the 1930s. A grand building that still stands today.
It has kind of a Queen Anne Tudorian appearance. With each renovation that we go through now, we try to keep the historic aspect of the hotel real and original while also offering the modern amenities that guests expect today. So it's a really nice blend and balance of old and new.
But by the late 1980s, the Hotel Roanoke had seen its last guests. But there's more to the story. As we travel the countryside in Roanoke, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.